I'm Surinder Dule. I'm working in the McDonald and Sikh Temple and plus on my own swimming, the home work, cleaning, lunch, everything. And daily I come out, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and 5:30 on the road. I first go to the Sikh Temple, then I start at 6 o'clock here. After my work, I go home, change my clothes, went to the swimming. 1 hour swimming, after 15 minutes of exercise, then that daily. And the hotel, take a shower, come home, and get in the kitchen, make supper, everything, clean and dishes, everything, and do it. 10 o'clock, come and go to bed. And start the next day, same thing. I was came from India in 1964, 20 years old. And after that, England, I got married. The big family, take care for them. 2 kids were with England, 1 is here. 2 years I stayed with my sister and bought my house. Came in the Richmond. Then after that, I got a kid in here, boy. 1964, and then I, 5 years old, I'm started working. First my job, fish cannery, but I can't do it because I'm faint too cold over there. I'm faint, and the 2 hours they took me to office, but they said she's not good for him. That's too cold for her. Then that job I'm doing. Black and Lee, the renting place. I was working 13 years there. And after that, I start for bakery, Wafer Bakery. I was working there, making dough, 13 years over there working. I'm doing exercise, running. First time running in the number 4 road to my house, go to New West Highway and Stevenson Highway without stop. Every day I'm running, swimming, and jogging. That's it. I never stopped like that. Since my body never stopped just running around. I like it. Then me and Maljinder
met at the River Club.
River Club. Met there, and her and like habit, her and just like me.
Same personality.
I'm talking about I'm never tired. I told them, they said, what are you doing? What's your secret? I said, this is my secret. Gym, work. That's all my life. But life up or down, you know. It's a, my daughter's problem, I'm so suffering. Kid to take care, daughter take care, you know how that feeling that kid that life is not good that you suffer too.
Auntie, when she was working at the bakery, I think she had a major stroke.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital for over 3 months. She was in coma for 20 days. People know her, they thought she's not gonna make it, she's not gonna recover because she was completely paralyzed. But she came out very strong. She worked out again, going to the gym, taking care of herself, never made herself sitting in the bed, and she recovered because of a strong mind.
When I get up on the bed after 20 days, I said, here I am, Richmond Hospital. And I'm moving, try to get off the bed. The nurse is screaming. What's happened to you? Why? I said, look, I want to get up. That's how much stubborn. She said, no, you can. Okay, I do. I can go. You stay here, I want to get off the bed. I hold my bed, walking. They said, we are so strong. Nobody can do that. I come home, still try to walk. First I was walking under my dining room table. Then I start my kitchen, around the kitchen. Then I start the up and down my stairs. Then I start my round the house. Slowly, slowly, with cane, I walk to from my house to sector. That's why I said, you have to do it right. You push yourself. I bring it here, and then they said, auntie, I filled you up application. You come to here work. I said, really? I'm so sure. No, you working 2 days. Okay. Then I start working here. I enjoy with my daughter. If she's not here, I'm lost. Such life is both of them.
So she came here, she was looking for a job for her grandson. And then I thought it was a better opportunity for her too. So we hired her and I said, maybe you put 2 days a week. She learned it very quickly, she picked it, and she was the hardest working than a younger employee. Comparing with the younger generation, oh my God, she was taking care of her entire kitchen. And she wanted to work more and I said, why not? After a couple of weeks, she started working 5 days. And then ever since, she's working 40 hours a week. She doesn't call in sick, she doesn't miss her days.
I'm still running, still on. If they're not, I'm doing my exercise. I'm so angry because body need food. The exercise, the body.
And auntie have 3 kids. Her older son is a dentist. He has his own
practice
in Richmond.
It's Cook Road, right on the corner, Cook and Buswell. Daughter, Dishors is working with Dishors.
She does.
My dad, Jangit, my kid, he's a computer pro. I got a 5 graduates. 3 from my daughter, 2 from my son. They all doing good. One was a salesman, older one, and younger, both working with the mom, the children.
And your granddaughter is studying in what university?
University, yeah, they're done. Now they're Australia.
Yeah.
She's working. She is a business. I will say to my kid, and grandkid, look, my grandkid, I don't want you to get lazy. I want you like me. It's working like me. You were same thing. If I do it, you cannot do it. Everyone, they said, okay. If there's somebody to learn something, you have to do it. Today not, tomorrow. Next day, same thing. You can make it.